I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. Thank you, Brother Charles Holt. It's always good to see you. Thank you for being here with us today. And good morning to all of you this morning. I am a bit meditated into bliss right now because I wanted to really feel that deep connection that brings us together. And Charles Holt, thank you for singing truth. Truth. Because let's go for it and talk about the elephant in the room, the elephant in our country. Due to recent events in our country, the land of the free and of the brave, our collective heart has been broken. And it's been broken into pieces. And all hell has broken loose. A man has been murdered. And I'd like to share a poem, a powerful poem written just a couple of days ago by religious science practitioner Tracy Brown, titled, If This Breaks Your Heart. With honor and respect to George Floyd. If this breaks your heart, break the pattern of race-based hatred. Break the system that allows it to be. Break the silence you have hidden behind for so long. Grieve for the loss of another Black man. Grieve for the loss of respect and justice. Grieve for the loss of your own innocence. Grieve. Then get to work. If this breaks your heart, break the pattern of race-based hatred. Break the system that allows it to be. Break the silence you have hidden behind for so long. Speak up for those who have been ignored. Speak up for systems that are fair. Speak up as a person who cares about all people. Speak up for the kind of world you want to see. If this breaks your heart, break the pattern of race-based hatred. Break the system that allows it to be. Break the silence you have hidden behind for so long. Demand justice. Demand accountability. Demand respect. Demand self-involvement. If this breaks your heart, break the pattern of race-based hatred. Break the system that allows it to be. Break the silence you have hidden behind for so long. Commit to becoming a voice for change in your own city, in your own neighborhood, in your own family. If this breaks your heart, break the pattern of race-based hatred. Break the system that allows it to be. Break the silence you have hidden behind for so long. Tracy Brown. Unity Worldwide Ministries' statement of diversity says that we recognize and honor the divine within as the one common denominator that we share on our human journey. And our collective heart has been broken, but not our spirit. I'm so grateful that we can be together today. Suffice it to say that what I was planning to speak on this morning is now so far out the window, I can't even see it. And moments before the service began, as I was in that place of connecting with Spirit, move in, move through, I got a surprising message. And that message is to share my journaling with you this morning. My dreams woke me up at 4 a.m., startling dreams, out of bed. And I simply began to journal. This has not been proofread. I did share a couple of ideas moments ago with our marvelous Leo in the control room. But I want to share with you that I said, God, I trust you. I trust you implicitly. You haven't brought me this far to fail me now. What is mine to say? What is mine to do? What is mine to be? And how in the world did I end up in this position? Why me? Why not me? And if not me, then who? And if not you, then who? Just as Michelangelo chipped away at the marble that wasn't the statue of David, I have been in the marble all along. And today I rise up. We rise up. Today, let us rise up together. Our collective heart has been broken. Like the Japanese art of kintsugi, may we put the pieces back together with molten gold from the fires that burn, making the heart stronger than ever before. The beautiful Japanese art of kintsugi. When the pieces have broken, the gold brings them back together, stronger, more unique and beautiful than ever before. In Greek mythology, the phoenix rises out of the ashes, and some legends say it dies in a show of flames and combustion, and then obtains new life by arising from the ashes of its predecessor. The phoenix is a long-lived bird that cyclically regenerates, born again out of what it was before. We rise up as we all stand on the shoulders of our slain brothers and sisters, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and the countless others who have gone before them. Senseless loss of life because of the color of someone's skin. What is mine to do? There's a wonderful article at CNN.com. And I wanted to share it because we don't have to reinvent the wheel. This article is called How to Support Marginalized Communities. Thank you, Leo. What is mine to do? It lists, this wonderful article tells you ways to take action, such as reach out to those who don't look like you to offer support and comfort. Educate yourself and others. Do your research. A friend of mine told me the other day that her friend said, "How can I take action? What do I need to learn? What do I need to understand as a privileged white woman?" And she asked her friends of color to tell her different books. And she got a list of 10 books and she ordered them all and she plans to read them all. She's in the process of reading them all. And she decided that as she reads each one, she will pass it on to someone else. That is what is hers to do. Educate yourself and educate others. Do your research. Google is your friend. And own your mistakes. We have all made plenty of mistakes. None of us are without blemish, without tarnish. I have made plenty, and they have gotten me to exactly where I am at this moment in time. There is no mistake that we are here, each and every one of us, at this moment in time. And I can tell you one thing that was not on CNN's list in this wonderful article is othering. Othering. And we must stop othering us against them. Blame. Republicans, Democrats, gay, straight, rich, poor, white, black, brown, yellow, Chinese, Japanese, homeless, privileged, educated, not educated, liberal, conservative, city, country, metro, suburb, north, south, wearing a mask and not wearing a mask. We do it all the time. We are othering all the time and we don't even realize it. We've heard over and over again during these past few months, during this COVID experience that we have all been navigating, that we are in this together. Everything is in a heightened state right now. Everything. Energy is high. Energy is palpable. And if all things work together for good, good with a capital G, then it is somehow appropriate that the leadership in the highest places of our country right now are atrocious. Because there is no mistake that we are here right now. We are all leaders. We are all here to plug in to the divine, to say, what is mine to do? To pray, to ask, and to move our feet. Our protests and our actions, they must come from, they must be born of peace. And not a passive peace, but an active peace. And I don't know that I can necessarily describe that for you, that I can define it for you. What is an active peace for you? Unity minister and author, the highly regarded Charles Roth, said, "Prayer is not a substitute for action. It is the silent partner of action." Prayer is not a substitute for action. It is the silent partner of action. We are brothers and sisters inhabiting the same house, planet Earth. We can't not be connected. It's impossible. We breathe the same air even when wearing a mask. And we've always worn masks. Many, many masks. Now we can just see them. They're created of many fabrics. I'd like to share a quote by American novelist, playwright, poet, and activist James Baldwin. Whether I like it or not, or whether you like it or not, we are bound together forever. We are part of each other. And what is happening to every Negro in the country at any time is also happening to you. There is no way around this. I am suggesting that these walls, these artificial walls, which have been up for so long to protect us from something we fear, must come down. I think that what we really have to do is to create a country in which there are no minorities for the first time in the history of the world. Create a country in which there are no minorities for the first time in the history of the world. We know in unity, and we know often, that there is only one power and one presence in the universe, God, or whatever word you choose to refer to the supreme power of all that is. And if we are all children of God, without exception, then we are all related. If we are all children of God, then we are all related. And we don't have to like each other. Is there anyone who likes all their relatives? But we do have to find a way to love one another. Not to like, not to agree with, but to love one another. Jesus said, love your neighbor. And I will paraphrase Jesus by saying, even the ones whose actions you cannot stand. People are behaving badly. God is all there is. And if we are all God, created in its image and likeness, and in coming into this world, we were granted freedom to choose. When we landed on planet Earth, we came in with the freedom to choose, each and every one of us. God, love, truth, peace, Mother, Father, God, Spirit, whatever works for you is only here to support us in our choices. It's as if we came in and God said, welcome. Go now, my child. Have at it. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, many rooms. Yet there is but one house, and we all live in it. I would like to share something that I printed out yesterday, and it is Unity Worldwide Ministries Statement of Social Action Position. Webster defines the word unity as the state of forming a complete and pleasing whole. At this time in the evolution of the planet and the lives of human beings upon it, the task of forming a complete and pleasing whole is the imperative or positive evolution and harmonious existence for all. This perspective has seemingly been lost. Our wholeness, our oneness, our sameness as a human race. We must now remember, now more than ever, that we have much, much more in common than that which divides us. And the unity movement stands for and will tirelessly work for harmony so all people may know the freedom of peaceful expression, so that they may know their own inner worth and essential contribution to the whole of life. Where there are divisions of opinions, beliefs, and perspectives, unity embraces curiosity, exploration, and expanded awareness of the gifts of diversity. Where there is fear of the other, unity stands for inclusivity and peaceful acceptance of another's right to create the life of his or her choosing. And where there is oppression and hatred, we stand for justice and understanding, and for extending compassion, kindness, and forgiveness to restore balance. Where there is discrimination, we stand for inclusivity and equality. We pledge to be an advocate for the well-being, respect, and civil freedom of every human being. Any proposal or action that seeks to discriminate against individuals or classes of individuals based on prejudiced, stereotypic profiles of national origin, class, creed, race, ethnicity, physical ability, sexual orientation, or gender identity is in opposition to the core beliefs and values established by our founders, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. We choose unity. In harmony with the divine spirit, we stand, so we may live in a spiritually awakened world that is continually evolving. This is our prayer and our decree, and through our actions, we let it be. And you can find that statement of social action position at unity.org. There's a lot of wonderful information at unity.org. The gig is up. The time is now. What an understatement. The time is now. We have come to the fork in the road, and it has been set on fire. Will the phoenix rise up from its ashes? Will we rise up? We must. We absolutely must. If not me, then who? If not you, then who? The word that kept coming to me all week was hope. And if fear, the acronym of fear, is false evidence appearing real, hope is hold on, pain ends. And it's also an acronym for hold on, peace exists. Representative John Lewis said, never give up. I saw him yesterday in an interview. He was there in Selma in the 1960s, and he said, never, ever give up. Keep the faith. We must have hope, but not as a nice platitude or a nice bumper sticker or a nice affirmation. Hope in action. Hold on, pain ends. Hold on, peace exists. Mahatma Gandhi said, an eye for an eye only makes the whole world blind. And Bernice King, daughter of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., said just days ago at a news conference with Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, we can't keep doing things like we've been doing them in this nation. We've got to deal with systemic racism and white supremacy once and for all. But the only pathway I know to do this is through nonviolent means. It is a proven method. And she added, the end goal is we want change. And we want it now. But change never comes through violence. It is not a solution. What is mine to do? I hope that you'll ask yourself that question often, today and in the coming days. What is mine to do, God? What is mine to be? And pray ceasingly, and hold on to hope, and take whatever divinely guided action you are led to take in the name of hope. And also, do something joyful. How wonderful that yesterday a successful space mission happened. What joy. I was shown a 2-minute video this morning of the first episode of the season of America's Got Talent. And these two women from Peru broke my heart wide open in the best way. It's already wide open. And they filled me with such joy. We must create balance. We must trust. We must remember that the truth shall always prevail. And in Romans 10, verse 12, it says, God brings peace where there once was strife and animosity. Never give up hope. Never give up hope. I invite you now to go with me on a journey of going deeper as we join together in meditation.
I invite you now to focus your attention on the flame of hope. And let us begin this meditation together simply by breathing as we open our hearts. We breathe in as our hearts fill with compassion. We breathe out as we pray for healing in our world. Breathing in, we open ourselves to the transforming power of love. Breathing out, we pray for peace in our world. And as we breathe in, we hold hope in our hearts. Breathing out, knowing the old must leave before the new can enter. Scripture tells us everything old has passed away. All things have become new. The pain of the heart that must let go without certainty begins to disappear as the presence of God deepens. It is not what the mind believes, but what our inner being knows. truth exists as a flame within the deepest recesses of the heart. Truth, our anchor in turbulent times. Truth, that which can never change. Truth abides in fullness at the very core of each of us. Truth is the source of hope. The flame of hope is the flame of truth, even in the presence of outer difficulties. Hope carries the future into being. Truth is the flame of hope that burns on and on. Tears do not extinguish it. Sorrow does not diminish it. Physical pain does not put it out. The flame of hope remains within the deepest recesses of your very being. May the flame of hope radiate its light within each and every heart, and may all beings be blessed by this flame. May the world be blessed by the very flame of hope you carry within you.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my mother's world. Oh, let me never forget that, oh, the soft, so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hands the wonders wrought. This is my mother's world. She shines in all that is fair, I hear her pass. She speaks to me everywhere. all nature sings and around me rings the music of the sphere.